chosen for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever, I really think so. Clifford's so loyal, he's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Welcome to the doghouse. Clifford, aren't you cute? You're so tiny, you fit inside your dog dish. Of course, I love you whatever size you are. Oh, look at this one, Clifford. You even fit inside my dollhouse. And then you started to grow. That's when we moved here, to Birdwell Island, remember? I've always loved taking care of you, no matter what size. But I'd never taken care of such a big dog before. So when we moved to Birdwell Island, I had to figure out some new ways to do things for my very special dog. Like how to brush you. There, all done. You have a perfectly groomed ear. Now all I have to do is all the rest of you. I remember that back then, feeding you was kind of a challenge too. Putting you to bed at night took a long, long time. That should keep you nice and warm.
You know, Clifford, I think it's time we get you a doghouse.
Okay, Emily. We've emptied everything out of the garage. I hope Clifford will like using it for his doghouse.
Oh, I'm sure he will, Mom. It looks like it's just the right size for him.
While we take some of this stuff up to the attic, why don't you show Clifford his new bed?
Okay. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Anything for Clifford.
Come on, Clifford. This will be your new house. And this will be your very own bed. Oh, Clifford! It's too small.
Emily, are you there, dear?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bleakman.
What's Clifford doing in your garage?
Woof, woof! I keep forgetting just how large that red beast of yours is.
I guess I kind of forgot how big he is, too. I thought I could use the garage for his doghouse, but it's too small.
Woof, woof!
Oh, Emily, dear, Mr. Bleakman and I were just on our way to the paint store.
But our car broke down, so we want to ask your dad for a lift to the gas station.
How about if Clifford takes you instead? I know he'd love to.
Whoa! why does your dog have to be so big?
A big dog can be a big help, Mr. Bleakman.
Well, I don't know about that.
You see, dear, Emily was right. A big dog can be a big help.
I'm just glad we didn't have to ride on his back.
Clifford, now let's see if we can find you a doghouse. Maybe my new friend Charlie has an idea, Clifford.
Woof!
Hi, Charlie!
Hello, Emily Elizabeth. You remember Emily and her dog Clifford, don't you, Dad?
Once you've met Clifford, he's hard to forget.
Woof! Doing this afternoon, Emily Elizabeth?
We're looking for a doghouse.
That's going to have to be a pretty big doghouse.
I know. Do you have any ideas where we could find one?
Well...
Charlie! The silly old cat got itself stuck in our tree again.
Oh, no! The last time that cat got stuck, we had to call the fire department to get it down.
Woof!
Come on. Come on down now, please. Well, thank you, Clifford. You're a big help. Thank you for your help, Clifford. Now, is there anything I can do for you?
Well, we are looking for a doghouse for Clifford. Do you have any ideas where we could get one?
You know, there is this old boathouse near the park. I know they're planning to tear it down, but maybe Clifford could use it, huh?
Thanks, Samuel. I'll go see. Come on, Clifford.
Woof, woof.
Oh, no, Clifford. Look. It's the old boathouse. Or it was the old boathouse. Now it's just a wreck. Good work, Clifford!
Woof!
You're always ready to help out, aren't you, boy?
Woof, woof.
Come on, Clifford. Let's keep looking for that doghouse. We looked everywhere for a doghouse for you, Clifford.
Woof.
It was really kind of fun looking all over town, remember?
Woof.
Get you a doghouse. What's going on?
Good morning, Emily Elizabeth. I wonder if you'd hold this for me.
Okay.
building Clifford a doghouse.
They are?
Oh, it's just perfect.
Well, Clifford has helped all of us plenty of times. We wanted to do something nice for him this time.
And I thought maybe you could use this red to groom Clifford.
That's a great idea.
Oh, here's some dog food for Clifford, Emily Elizabeth. We asked a pet food company on the mainland to make Clifford-sized bags. We're gonna bring them in on the ferry every day.
Oh, thank you.
And look at that, Emily. A Clifford-sized water dish.
Mom, look at Mr. Blakeman. Clifford, this is the best doghouse in the world! I'll never forget that day when everyone helped build your special doghouse, Clifford. A special doghouse for my special big red dog. Story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Cloudy Day. One day, Speckle and his friends just couldn't think of anything to do. So they lay in the grass, doing nothing much at all. Then, Speckle noticed a cloud that looked just like an apple tree. Rabbi thought it looked more like an elephant jumping rope. Saw a seal balancing a beach ball on his nose. And Darnell saw a monkey riding a bicycle. All afternoon, the friends watched the sky. They saw a trumpet playing ostrich, a rhinoceros doing ballet. They even saw an ice cream cone with a mustache and a beard. Soon, they had laughed the whole day away. And when they said goodbye, they all agreed that they had one of the most fun days ever. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun? Promises, promises.
There's a whole bunch of baby seals there, right, Charlie?
That's right, and they're really, really cute.
Oh, I'd love to see them.
Me too. Let's all go tomorrow.
Baz and I are going fishing with my dad tomorrow.
But you two should definitely go.
I could make a picnic lunch.
Great. I'll come over in the morning.
I think your dogs want to come too.
Of course you guys can come, Clifford. And maybe Jenna will bring her squiggle stick again.
I don't think so.
That's okay. We'll have a picnic and see the baby seals. It'll be fun. Oh, it's gonna be so fun going to Seal Cove with Jenna today.
Uh-huh. Baby seals are really adorable. You better hurry and get all these things packed before someone eats all the cookies.
Perfect. Now that's a picnic. Oops, almost forgot. I better bring some for Mac, too. That should do it.
Woof!
Jenna should be here soon, Clifford. I can't wait to see those baby seals.
Woof!
Oh, here she comes!
Emily Elizabeth!
Guess what? What, Jenna? What is it?
Jenny Wincole called. You know Jenny in the fifth grade?
Yeah, I know Jenny.
Well, Jenny Wincole invited me to go to Whoopi World with her.
Wow, Jenna, that's great.
I know, I can't wait.
When are you going?
Well, you see, that's the thing. She wants me to go today.
Today? But we're going to Seal Cove today. I made a picnic and everything.
Woof!
I know, but how often do I get a chance to go to Whoopi World with Jenny Wincole?
Not very often, I guess.
I knew you'd understand, Emily Elizabeth. It's just too good to pass up.
Yeah, I guess.
We can go to Seal Cove another time, okay? I gotta get home and wait for Jenny. Bye-bye!
Hi, Jenna. Well, you and I can still go to Seal Cove, Clifford. We'll have plenty to eat, anyway.
I can't wait for Jenny to get here. This is gonna be so fun.
Are you mad at me, Mac?
I know I promised to take you to Seal Cove today, but we can go some other time, okay, boy?
I bet a nice tummy yummy would make you feel better. Come and get it.
That's my good boy.
Fine, just be mad at me then.
I'm gonna have fun at Whoopi World no matter what.
Charlie was right! They really are cute, aren't they, Clifford? They've never seen anything like you before, Clifford.
Thank you.
Shunny B. With us.
Where is she?
Jetta! Jenny Wincall just called.
Is she gonna be here soon?
Oh, I'm afraid Jenny's not coming after all, dear.
What? Not coming?
Well, it seems that one of her fifth grade friends called at the last minute and said she could go.
But that's not fair! She said she was going with me. I've been looking forward to it all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
You can't tell someone you're gonna do something with them and then not do it. She promised.
I know you're disappointed, Jetta.
I sure am. It's not fair.
I know. It's not very nice. When you say you're going to do something with someone, you shouldn't change your mind.
Right. I just can't believe Jenny did this to me.
It doesn't feel very good when you make plans with someone and they back out to do something else, does it?
Oh, you mean the way I did with Emily Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess maybe I have some apologizing to do, Mac.
We're gonna have a lot of leftovers from our picnic today, Clifford.
Woof, woof!
Jetta! What happened to Whoopi World?
Oh, that. Well, I really didn't want to go. Actually, Jenny really didn't want to go with me.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm the one who's sorry. I promised to do something with you today. It wasn't right for me to change plans like that.
It did kind of hurt my feelings. And I was going to have a lot of leftovers.
Don't worry about that. All that waiting for Jenny made me really hungry.
Great, let's eat.
And then after lunch, we can go see the seals. Then play with my squiggle stick. Hey!
I think the dogs are ready to play with the squiggle stick now.
Well, I didn't really want the dogs to play with it. Oh, okay. I guess I owe it to you for disappointing you this morning, Mac.
Go get it, boys! Get it, Clifford! It looks like they both got it.
Double dog drool!
Oh, thanks, Clifford.
Okay, everyone, let's play ball.
Yeah, okay!
Clifford and I know that sometimes when we're asked to do something important, our friends count on us to follow through. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is be responsible.
Hey, where's the ball?
Mac said he would bring it today.
If that's what Mac said, then I'm sure that's what he'll do.
Look, there's Mac now.
Hey, Mac, did you bring the ball?
Oh, I don't feel like playing ball. I'm going to the beach.
Gee, Mac, we were all counting on you to bring the ball.
Uh-huh.
Then I guess I better go get it.
Yay!
All right!
Yay! Yay!
Being responsible means others can trust you to do what you promised to do.
It feels good to know that you can be counted on. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is be responsible.